It was inspired by a trip I took to Costa Rica with friends of mine, and we just had the best time ever. We were, we did everything you could possibly do in Costa Rica that you typically imagine, like going zip lining. We went to see a volcano. We went body surfing. You name it. And everywhere we went, we just had a blast. And the prices were right. And it was as if we were in this sweet spot where only good things came to us. And so we started saying, we're in the bubble. I think we're in the bubble, and that became the mantra for our trip. And when I came home, I knew what I was going to call this tune that I had just written, because it had this very same feeling as this trip. We were feeling great, and we were in the bubble.
It must have felt great when you got the tune on the piano and then presented it to the trio, and they embellished it and made it sound the way you want it to sound.
For sure. Every time you write something new, a tune or an arrangement, it's always a very special moment to hear it played by the group. It's a lot of surprises, because the musicians, bring to it their different sensibilities. So there are some great things that happen beyond what I've written, and so it's always fun to do that.
We're speaking with Mary Louise Knutson of the Mary Louise Knutson Trio. You do a lot of composing, but you could be playing standards all night long. Why compose?
It's a way to unfold, unravel, explore deeper what is going on in my mind, And as I compose, I uncover what is already in there, and I find new things that weren't in there, It's a great way to explore.
Most people who write or compose, they get a kind of a block sometimes, but you've got to have something in your toolkit to get out of that.
I wrote this one tune. It's my tune that's called Can You Hear Me Now? That's the what was the popular Verizon slogan at one time, can you hear me now? So I wrote it based on my cell phone number, because I had a writer's block that I couldn't get rid of. I thought I'd try this method of writing that I swore I would never use, and it's where you compose songs by number. So you pick, say, your cell phone number, or like a credit card number, or your home address, and you just see if those numbers, when attached to the notes or the keys on the piano, if those numbers create a melody. And I looked at my cell phone one day and I thought, oh my goodness, these numbers would make a fabulous tune. And so I worked with them, and I think the tune turned out great.
I don't know that the public understands the compositional work that goes into playing even a very familiar song like You Are My Sunshine. Because when you take that and play it, there's a kind of responsibility to play a version that is comprehensible, but at the same time to do something with it.
That's a good point, and thank you. That tune was brought to my attention by a relative of mine. She actually said, I was saying, well, what's your favorite tune? And she said, I think it's You Are My Sunshine. And I couldn't believe that because I thought it was such a simple tune. And it made me think about that tune a lot. And I thought, well, what would I have to do to this tune to make it something that I really love? So I put a lot of time into it, and I reharmonized it. I put a different groove to it. I had to do something that would make it my own.
Has your relative heard the way you play it?
Yes, she has. She has, and she loves it. And I think, you know, the groove is enjoyable. The harmony that I created is enjoyable. But I think really overall what most people hear in it is that melody that they remember when they were growing up and a loved one was singing that song to them. That's what they remember. And since I've recorded the tune, many, many people have just said to me how much they love that tune. And it was such a surprise to me, but what a great thing, you know, to have worked on a tune that so many people love.
Mary Louise Knutson Trio's take on You Are My Sunshine. For information about the Mary Louise Knutson Trio, it's marylouiseknutson.com. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.